Our story begins at St. John Hospital. Chuck is sitting by a comatose Ellie's bedside, holding her hand.
Hey, Ellie. I sure wish I knew if you could hear me or not. I know I come in here every week and just ramble on. You're probably screaming for me to shut up on the inside. I saw a report about you on the news last night. I hope you know how many people are rooting for you to get better. I know I sure am.
What are you doing?
Trey.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
I'm just talking with Ellie.
She can't hear you, man. Even if she could, why are you sitting here holding my wife's hand?
Ellie and I are friends. She needs all the love and support of everyone she can get right now.
Including old flames?
We're not old flames. We were friends, and that's all.
But not by your choice, right?
What the hell is wrong with you, man? Do you really think that spewing out this petty bullshit right now is going to do anyone any good? Get over it.
Look, this whole situation is really wearing on me, okay? My life's in shambles right now, and soon I'm going to be homeless on top of everything else.
Then go get a job, Trey. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop lashing out at others, and for God's sake, stop taking drugs.
I'm clean, man.
Whatever. Maybe you are, for now, until the next time you have some cash.
It's not easy for me. You don't understand what I'm going through. No one does.
I don't give a damn what you're going through. What I do care about is Ellie, my friend. I owe it to her to come visit her, and that's what I'm going to do.
At the Wells residence, Kyle has just arrived and is talking with Marshall in the study.
Merry Christmas, Kyle.
Oh, really? You think you and I are going to have Merry Christmases this year? CJ is dead and Andrea is missing. There's not all that much to celebrate, don't you think?
I'm not planning a big party if that's what you mean. I'll be here alone, probably working. I'm trying to drown my sorrows in my work right now.
I wish you would use some of that energy to try and track down your wife.
Andrea isn't missing, Kyle. She left on her own. I'm not sure what you expect me to do.
Don't you think you owe it to her to find her and tell her about CJ?
I've called all her friends. No one knows where she is.
I was thinking of hiring a private investigator to look for her. If you're not going to put any effort into it, I will.
Has it ever occurred to you that Andrea doesn't want to be found?
Yes, it has. And that tells me that you did something to my sister that really messed her up big time. And for your sake, you better hope I never find out what it is.
At her office, Marilyn is sitting at her desk across from Andrew, who has just shown up unexpectedly.
Oh, Andrew, you said you had something to ask me?
Why, yes. I was hoping that you would agree to spend New Year's with me.
Well, I don't know. I do have quite a few other offers.
Other offers? All right. Who are they?
I'm just kidding. What do you have in mind?
Well, I was thinking of a nice dinner and then maybe back to your place.
Andrew, we've had two dates. Three, if you want to count that lunch with Gretchen. I'll admit that you're fun, but I hope you don't expect me to just fall into bed with you.
Marilyn, I'm shocked and offended. Did you think that I was suggesting you go back to your place for sex? I'm not that kind of guy.
Andrew, I don't know what kind of guy you are. We've both been around the block, I'm sure. You a number of times.
Okay, I'll admit it. I'm not a virgin.
But I'm sorry if I jump to conclusions. Why don't we meet for dinner and just take it from there?
That sounds like a plan. I can't wait, Marilyn.
In Matt's suite at the Algonquin, Blake has just arrived and is talking with Matt in the kitchen.
I was just cleaning up from lunch. I'm sorry I'm such a mess.
Oh, Matt, it's fine.
I wasn't really expecting any company today, especially not you, Blake.
I know. I'm sorry I didn't call first, but I just made the decision to come over here and jumped in a cab.
Well, hey, I'm not complaining. It's wonderful to see you, but after I left several conversations, I kind of got the impression that you started hating my guts.
Matt, I could never hate you. I haven't understood your actions lately, but don't mistake those feelings of confusion for hate.
So, what's going on in your mind, Blake? I mean, why did you stop by?
Look, I know I've given you a lot of mixed signals about our relationship.
No, actually, you made it pretty clear that we're finished. Wait, are you telling me you're having second thoughts about us?
Matt, all I know is that I can't get you out of my head. I think about you constantly, and I'm tired of fighting it.
This is quite a turnaround from the last time I saw you, and you were telling me to find a therapist.
I was just blowing off steam. I'm sorry for that.
I'm not sure what I'm supposed to say here, Blake. You know that I've never stopped loving you, but you expect me to just take you back after everything that's happened?
I don't know what I expected, but I've come to realize that my life isn't the same or as good without you in it. I know you're going to need some time to think about this, and I'm fine with that. But Matt, I love you. And please keep that in mind when you're making your decision.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.